The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
A few verses.
It will be him that can be now can kind.
In fact, King James, Romans 8, verse 1 in King James says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those, for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And then verse 14. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. 15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. 17. If we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. Please, let's go to Revelation chapter 5.
Verse 9
and
10.
And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. Then you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." You are a reigner. I say you are a ruler. Here on earth, you are a ruler. I am not saying it. The Bible says that Jesus used his blood to purchase you
and all
to make you a king. King James say a king.
No, my way
or a queen.
And a
priest
and a suffer
that will serve God.
I have assumed me.
In addition,
you are to reign.
You are to reign. You are to rule. Because we are online.
And I'm saying,
let me tell you.
I mean, can't you know?
There are kings that have titles in nations.
But
you, child of God in Christ,
now when you come back with Christ,
you have more power over those kings.
I
say you have more power. You have more authority over any power that rules. Before I continue, today the way the tambourines were playing the tambourine, then when I watch inside, I saw Madame Dorcas inside. And when I saw the way she was playing the tambourine, I can see angels playing tambourine on the day of your wedding. Beloved, yes, let all the tambourine play. They are doing very well. And everybody is doing very well. Beloved, do you know why Jesus called you and I? out of the world, he birthed us to make us to become. He birthed us to make us to become. To become like him. What God says you are, you are. I say what God says you are. You are. You are. Look, what God says he has made you. He has made you. It is not now that we are going to be. No. Listen to me. Life in Christ is different from life outside Christ. Life in Christ does not mean that just knowing the name of Jesus and mentioning it when you are in trouble. Not at all. But life in Christ is to live daily in consciousness of him. That is what he has said in his word about you, about life, about every issue. Life in Christ is to live daily in consciousness of him. Not to live in consciousness of our emotions and mental setup. Not to live in consciousness of the world around us. The moment you begin to live it, listen. The moment you begin to live what Christ has made you to be, it will start manifesting. Somebody didn't get me. I said, the moment you begin to live what you believe Christ has made you, that it will start manifesting. I said, it will start manifesting. Listen to me. Whilst we want to be, God is waiting for you to begin to live what he has already made you. Somebody didn't get me. I said, whilst you are waiting on God to become somebody, God is also waiting on you to begin to live what he has made you. Holy Spirit, open their understanding to understand these things. When did I give you that illustration? Is it at the crossover?
Yes.
Excuse me, when a woman goes to hospital, when the woman misses her menses and goes to hospital, and then they do the test and say that she's pregnant, what is she now carrying? What do we say she's carrying? Is it a baby or is now going to be a baby? Now, when does that baby become a baby? When does a baby become a baby? The very time the baby is a baby right in the womb. So you see, when you become born again, what you are in Christ, you are. You are not now going to be. You are. You are. Already you are. You see, our problem is that we are waiting to become. someday. That is why things are delaying in our life. Let me tell you, in Christ, you live it before you see it. You will live it. You will live. You begin to practice. You begin to live in it before you see it. That's why the Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 29. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. What does it mean?
And on the part of saying,
because what it is already existing in the spirit. It is real. Only you haven't seen it. So being conscious that it already exists, you are already beginning to live it. That is when it will manifest. Let me tell you, there are many things that exist but you don't see with your eyes. Electricity power. The light we are having here. What is powering our instruments, whatever? There is a current. But have you seen a current with your eyes? It is only when you touch it. That's when you see its effect. So what God has made you is already real. How do you live it? Three ways to live it. One, think about it daily. Set your mind on it daily. What does it mean by thinking? Seeing yourself that way. Imagining yourself that way. Always. Always. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a woman thinketh in her heart, so is she. What do you think about yourself? Don't think about what people say. Don't think about how people treat you. Don't think about the situation in which you find yourself. Listen to me. There are many things in this world that limit people. People can limit you. People can change your image. People can change your identity. Situations can change your identity. Why have we been dealing with witchcraft? Witchcraft power.
To me.
They specialize in casting spells. They cast spells to distort your identity. To give you a different image. Many people are walking about. They are not what they are. Don't let anything limit you. Don't let the words of your husband, the words of your wife, the words of your boss, the words of somebody to limit you. Because no one knows you. Only God knows you. I say only God knows you. No one in this world know who you are. Only Christ know who you are. You don't know why sometimes I get provoked when I hear people talk in some way.
Because
they Because words are raw materials.
In some day,
words are keys.
Now, in some years, afwa.
Words are seeds.
Now, in some way, abba.
Immediately you speak them.
Now, unya kasapa.
They are gone.
Now, eko.
Demons will pick them.
Adamo ni benfa.
Witches will pick them.
Beye benfa.
And use them to cast spells.
Now, wanam so akan someone.
Especially things you are saying about yourself.
Na ni titu sama ukanfa
wa wo. As for me, I'm finished.
Oh, media.
As for me, this.
Oh, media say. Media say.
Ay, 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 ay. You are giving them keys.
Oh, mo mo safwa.
Keys.
Safwa.
And also, you don't talk serious thing now, to anybody at all.
And you bring some intro, baby, akake.
You see, when you find yourself in a situation,
now, so, who tibia bimwa,
be very careful. How you talk.
Senya okasafwa.
Yes.
Ani.
The flesh is the first to come into contact with problems. So, the moment the flesh begins to react, it is translated to the soul. The soul is the mind. Then you begin to react. But remember that Jesus lives in your spirit. So quickly, come back to yourself. Charge your spirit. Begin to speak in tongues. And say, no. It's not like that. I am like this. I am like that. I am like this. Somebody has warned me. People have warned
me.
I don't know, but I can't stop it. You see, you use yourself as an example. Who else should I use?
Why do you not me fani amfato ho?
Last week I didn't have money. I woke up one day, no money.
Na atwetwe mo osori da kuno onisika.
So Friday,
enti fiada.
When I woke up,
be sorry e no.
I say I command.
Enti mi se mi share
4000.
Impimo na
3000.
Impimi ansa
4000.
Impimo na
3000.
Impimi ansa.
How many did I mention? 4,003.
Yes.
4,003. Do you know that Friday it happened exactly? Somebody sent me 4,000. Somebody sent me 3,000. Somebody sent me 4,000. Somebody sent me 3,000. Friday! I said, I command!
Is it me, sir?
People have advised me that, Pastor, when you talk like this, that's why people worry you. They think you have money. But you see, I need to teach you something. Even those monies, as I'm standing here, it is no longer with me. I'm telling you, it is no longer with me. What is happening? So, what you think? Number two.
Let us see, you know.
Talk yourself into it daily. Talk yourself into it daily. Talk yourself. The first one is think. The second, talk. And the third, work yourself into it. That is things you do by your conviction. Heavens begins to applaud us the moment we begin to think, talk, and work towards what we believe we are. In addition, do three things always. Manifest yourself by faith. Faith is living with consciousness and conviction. That is being fully persuaded. Look, there is nothing you want to be that God cannot make you. Never. There is nothing. Look, in God, it's an open check. It's an open check. Who has ever been given an open check here before?
When a man be paying,
I've never been given an open check.
The
day somebody will give me an open check, after me, the person will never give an open check to anybody. Because what I will write, look, what is he that you want to be that God cannot make you? What is it that you are looking or asking God, and when he gives you, he will lose something? Nothing. Nothing. Don't let anything limit you. Live by faith. Conviction of the Holy Spirit. Number 2. Sacrifice. Live a life of sacrifice. Live a life of sacrifice. Number 3. Live a life of service. You see, I am beginning to be fulfilled greatly. Like the testimony that Khan was given to us. Many Francophones are calling me and thanking me now.
Now, French people pray every no edana say, "Sabri,
Pastor, we have learned from you.
So for yourself, you change.
Pastor, you change our lives.
So for us, it's sign, bravo.
Pastor, you touch our lives.
So for all kind, bravo.
Look, many Francophones from Assemblies of God churches who came here, when they left, they didn't go back to Assemblies of God.
Now, Assemblies of God.
They didn't go back. Only a few. Because they say, we are looking for a church like
Deliverance.
But it's difficult to find. Look, I was telling somebody, I said, very soon, you are going to establish your own churches. And I will be coming around to help you to establish your own churches. And your churches will look like Deliverance Assemblies of God. Amen.
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 I leave you with these words. What you are, you are. Don't stop cheating yourself from today. By living lesser than what God has made you. Whilst you are waiting to become what God has made you, God is waiting on you to begin to manifest it. He's waiting on you. You are wasting time. Get up and talk. Think. Work yourself. I am so so and so. I am this. I am that. I am this. You see, imagine yourself in
you.
Talk the word. Live the word. Speak the word. Let me tell you. The days that are coming, you haven't seen anything yet. They are more terrible. Terrible days are coming. The war that is going on in the Middle East. You don't know. Four things are happening there. God is drawing the Israelites to God, to himself. God is also trapping all the countries that are fighting, that they are in a trap. God is going to crush them. God is also preparing the way for the second coming. Yes, he's preparing the way for the second coming. is setting the stage for the second coming. And God is also breaking the power of the devil. But listen to me. The Bible says, it is now that your star is going to shine. It is now that you are going to shine. Listen, in difficult times, that is when the Bible, what does the Bible say in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1? Arise and shine. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Verse 2. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glories appears over you. Listen, listen. The only way that God is going to glorify his name in your life is in difficult situations. So when the difficulties are coming, minus you. Do you know why minus you? Because of the eternal covenant. You are the child of eternal covenant. The eternal covenant is supporting you. It's covering you. The Bible says, you only hear. You only see. You only hear. You only see. It shall never come near you. Because that's not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm. That's not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm. Beloved, it is time to forget your past. Some of you, we were talking today. Was it today or yesterday? You see, I am beginning to relax. Because the way I used to worry about people. Why is this not working for this
way?
It's the people themselves. It's the way you talk. It's the way you think. It's your lifestyle. Sometimes, look, some terrible things have happened in this church. Deaths. And I talk to God in a way. I told you I don't want to bury a member. I told you this is how come. Sometimes 2 weeks after burying the person. Before I will hear something that the person was saying against me. The person was saying against the church. On two occasions.
In premier, no.
I don't cry openly. But on two occasions, I cried.
Na some premier, no, we su pete mu.
And when later I got to know this lady, I said, nonsense.
I said, yeah, quite yourself.
Why did I cry?
I don't miss you here.
I cried openly.
Not
knowing this lady was saying, as for me, pastor, I will never take his advice. Because she is a friend to one of the associates. And she feels that I wasn't treating the associate well. So the advice I was giving her, leave this house. In this house, your brother has died, your mother has died,
so
leave this house. Oh, pastor, I will.
Oh, so for Mati, Betty, may.
No knowing.
No name, no.
He said, I won't mind, pastor.
Oh, me, if you are so for.
The same person has died, and pastor is crying.
Now, oh,
you see this pastoral work? God, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it again.
Fatemi.
Look, sometimes, this work appears like some foolish work. But I thank God that it's God who has called us. He's a rewarder. And God is always faithful. And heaven will continue to speak. Beloved,
I don't know.
Stop worrying anybody around you.
Yeah,
and start focusing your life.
Now,
organize your life towards Christ. Because who you are, you are. Who you are, you are. Begin to seek God. And ask Him. What have you made me? Who am I? I want to become that. Only that. Only that. Only that. Look, after church.
I saw that, you know.
From 3 o'clock. Come and
see.
Bishops are coming.
I saw from
all churches, assemblies of God. Independent churches. Can you talk to us? How to do ministry? When I begin to talk, they sit back. They think they are going to hear big. I say, number one. First, the thing is simple.
One.
It's God who has called you. What did He call you for? What is your call? What message has He given you? Where has He asked you to stay and worship? Why did He say you should pastor? Then they are looking at me like
this.
I said, that is all.
I said, no.
You think I'm doing magic here? God says, stay there. I didn't like the place because when you were here, come. Gata. You see that now? The place looks like Dubai.
I said, now they had an air Dubai. Second Dubai.
Gata. A place you'll be crossing, God. Dirty place like this. We're praying at Legon Botanical Gardens. I
say,
God, you are wicked. Why
did
you bring you from North Canis with that dirty place? The Lord says, build me an army. We heard clearly. That is why I'm still here. People come here and tell me many things. If you don't live here, you will die. You will chew grass. You will do this. You will do that. God said, be there. And here, I am driving
Jaguar.
Simple. Please say simple. Say God is simple. Say God is simple. Say God is simple. What is He telling you to do?
I don't know. Catch us here.
I've entered into many covenants. Myself, my wife. There are many things we do. You have no idea. Now we are like prison. At the point people start calling out, oh, how are you?
Oh, now what is that?
I said, we are fine.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm just checking on you.
Oh, yeah, private saying now what's here?
They are expecting something because the time has come, the thing hasn't come.
So, I didn't call it.
Especially my senior, my spiritual father. Last week first week in February. Second week in February. Dela, how are you?
Dela, what is
that? How is Gladys, man?
Now, Gladys, who,
I just check on you,
Oh, my friend, I'm hot you.
2 days after you call again.
I say,
how are you?
I say, what is saying?
I say, Papa.
Oh, Papa.
Everything is fine.
Okay.
The next week we call. Are you in town? I say, surely I'm in town.
Oh, I need Okromo.
He knows what we do. And the time has come. We haven't gone there. And we have been doing it. Beloved, ask God.
Do
you know how Hannah changed the mind of God? The Bible says God closed her womb. God himself shut Hannah's womb. A womb that God has shut. Is there anybody who can open it? How do you open it? If it were to be people like me. Look, anything God has, this thing, I say, oh, it's God. But
Hannah
began to pray and reminding God of who she is. She's a covenant daughter. She's also a covenant daughter. She's a covenant daughter. The covenant he made with Abraham and the words that Jacob spoke to Joseph, out of whom came Ephraim. Hannah was connected to Ephraim. So God remember. And
Hannah
made a vow. God said, I'll open the womb.
Maybe I will try.
I'll open.
Maybe.
So, you see, even when God has shut, there is a way you can make him to open it. Look, there is a way you can cause him to make it, to open it. In Isaiah 38, Isaiah was sent to King Hezekiah to go and tell him, put your house in order because you are going to die. King Hezekiah turned to the Lord and began to cry. He said, Lord, remember. Look, what can you remember God of? Whatever you can remind God of, that is the key that will change God's mind. I declare to you today, from today, begin to live who you believe you are. You are somebody. I say you are somebody. Look, you are great. You haven't seen anything yet. No power can limit what God has put in your life. I say no power. No witch, no wizard. From today, who you are, rise up right now. Say, Lord, what I am. What I am. What I am. What you have made me, you have made me. Shakata kabara. Begin to declare right now. While we go to the communion. No limitation. Look, what is it? What is it? What is it that God cannot make you? Why is it that God cannot place you? Kaya Kaya Bashakata. Don't limit God. Don't limit his power. We are lifting the cup of victory. We are lifting the cup of victory. Pardon me.
Strictly by 1:1.
I will not say anything now. Because by faith. So, by faith, eh? By faith.
Wait, well, GDA. Someone can say strictly by 1:1.
Only make sure that everybody has speaked.
Now, say will be a second.
I have about 3 testimonies that we want, but we shall give them coming Sunday.
You want to see them in service in KD now, so.
Look, you want begin to call yourself a father. God brought Abraham out. In Genesis 15. Abraham,
Abraham,
you are a father. Look, Abraham was, I said, you are Abraham, you are a father. Begin to count the stars. As Abraham was counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and he gets 100, the whole thing will scatter like that. God was saying that. You can't count. These are your children. These are your children. The Bible said that, and Abraham believed. Abraham believed. Abraham believed. Look, call your marriage what you want it to be. Call your husband who you want your husband to be. Call your wife what you want your wife to be. Call your son or your daughter. Call yourself who you are, who you want to be. Shatta Kabaya. I read a lot about people who have had out of the body encounters. I have had one out of the body encounter. But it is not appearing before the Lord. That one just showed that I really died, because service was going on, I came here.
And only
Gladys and Enoch were sitting down. People were crying.
So
my body was lying down. That time when we were in the wooden stretcher. And I said, ah.
Okay, I said, ah.
Who put me here?
Why not even to
Gladys, why?
Now, Gladys, what's wrong?
And when I put my hand, it will go through like this.
I said,
nobody was minding
yes,
me.
So,
that is my spirit came out.
And it just said, home
they wanted to kill me. But listen to me. Until God says, come home. Nobody can send you home. And so I'm still alive. I've seen my death in this church 11 times. 11 times. My funerals. The last time I stopped seeing it was 2011. From 2011, I've never seen it. But you see, when you read about those who have had out of the body experience and appear before the Lord. Most of the time, the Lord Jesus, the living Christ, is shedding tears. And what are the tears? What haven't I done for them? What are they still expecting from me? What haven't I done? What else should I do? What else should I do? What else? What haven't I done? Is there anything I haven't done? What else? What else? Hey. He has finished it all. The rest is your responsibility. What are you doing with what he has done? That is Christianity. That's why Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is living what he has done. Demonstrating it, displaying it. That is Christianity. It's not a religion. It's a way of living. Religion is working to become. You are working it yourself to become. Christianity is living what has been worked out for you by Christ through his death and resurrection. Just live it. When the Bible says work out your salvation with fear and trembling, what does it mean? The work there is not working like you actually working. It means be responsible. What has been done for you? Apply it. Then think it, talk it, live it. That's the work. And pray it. Pray it. I sent some message to somebody around 11 something to 12. And I was surprised that the person replied. And I told Gladys, hey. Our people don't sleep. Say, yeah, you have taught them to pray midnight. So they are praying. I say, if the person is praying, how can he be typing message? But we are praying, you are typing. So what you are doing is what they are saying. Say, my Father in heaven, I lift this cup. It's my cup of victory. It's my cup of victory. It's my cup of victory. This is my cup of victory. over sin, over Satan, over death, over hell. Say, this is the cup of my victory. Over all powers of darkness. Say, you devil, this is my cup of victory against you. You have no power, witches and wizards. You have no power over any aspect of my life. By this cup, I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power over my life and over anything that concerns me. By this cup, I break myself free. I break myself free. I break my marriage free. I break my husband free. I break my children free. I break my womb free. I break my life free. I break my business free. I break my career free. I break my finances free. I break free. I break free. I break. I break. I break. I break. I break free. I break free. Break free. Break free. Right now. Break your mind free. I break my mind free. I break my will free. I break my emotions free. Yes, I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
From fear.
I break free.
From discouragement.
I break free.
From intimidation.
I break free.
From manipulation.
I break free. I break free. I break free.
From poverty.
I break free.
From scarcity.
I break free.
Shatakaba.
I break free. I break free.
Salikara.
Ah,
Daliki, La Prata,
Sahanda,
La Cretoka,
I pray free.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Says this is the cup.
This is the cup.
For my elos.
For my elos.
This is the cup.
This is the cup.
For the law of exchange.
For the law of exchange.
For the law of exemption.
For the law of exemption.
For the law of escape.
For the law of escape.
For the law of elevation.
For the law of elevation.
For the law of exit.
For the law of exit.
For the law of entry.
For the law of entry.
For the law of enforcement.
For the law of enforcement.
Say, all these laws.
All these laws.
They cover me.
They cover me.
They are behind 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 me.
This is the cup.
This is the cup
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
That is with me.
That is with me.
That is my foundation.
That is my foundation.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I am.
I am.
What God says I am.
What God says I am.
I am.
I am
what Christ has made me to become.
What Christ has made me to become.
I am.
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 Declare who you are right now. Declare who you are.
Kagoso.
I am healthy. I am healthy. I am not sick. I am healthy. I am fit. I am the head and not the tail. I am blessed. Shakuta kamarikoto. Shatakoya. Maharata kushike. Hey! Shikoloko.
Lebrokoto. Makataya. Likelebosianda. Rekabalakata. Makutorobosendiri mama. Rakabalekete. Librokoto rimazane.
Declare what you are into this cup right now. You are going to eat what you have declared. It is going to enter into your body and begin to manifest in your life. I am healed. I am delivered. I am liberated. I am secure. I am accelerated.
I am blessed.
I am prosperous.
Yes.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
Say by faith.
Can say what you
I receive.
Mensakan.
The body of Christ.
Yes, we need
I eat.
Be
In the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
I eat to manifest who I am.
I eat to manifest who I am.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
By faith.
By faith.
I eat now.
I eat now.
Shall we eat by faith? If you are having it difficult to open, please raise your hand. Ushers will come and help you. Sometimes it is very tight, eh? The Lord was telling me the other day, you know, there is a video I saw about a Roman Catholic father administering communion to this lady who was in the wheelchair. What's the lady's name? It's called the name. She was in the wheelchair. Come. On the body of Christ. Come.
Bra.
The lady was watching.
No, here no.
Come.
I say, bra.
You know, the congregation thought that the father was joking. There's a person in the wheelchair. Instead of the father coming there, the father went there, and the father started going back. Come.
I say, bra.
Come for it.
Bra, baby.
This is the what?
Body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
I see. Where is
this video? It's a video. You haven't seen it.
I will send it to me.
It's the body of Christ.
Where
come.
Yes, Unipedu, I say, bra.
Come.
Bra.
Then the congregation started. Oh, Father, why? Say, they started talking.
The
lady was gazing like this. Is the name Lena? Lena or something, eh? Huh?
Anna.
Fine. You want Anna. Was that the one who sent it to you? Okay, I sent it to you. Anna. Come.
Anna, come! I say, bra, Anna, bra.
The father went to her like this.
Anna,
come!
I say, bra.
This is the body of Christ.
Where yes, you need to be.
Come,
bra.
And started going.
No, come, bra.
Anna, come.
Anna, bra. No, connect.
This is the body of Christ.
Where yes, you need to
be. Anna, come.
Anna, bra.
Then the congregation says, "Oh, Father, why? Why are you talking like this? Why, Father? Why? Do you know?"
Onim.
Anna just rose up.
Anna, sorry, sir.
For the wheelchair. People started, even the service. Those who served the family, they were just watching like this. Anna took the first step. Second step. Anna started climbing the steps. Everybody started shouting. And went to collect. Do you know what God told me? The body of Christ.
Yes, we need to know.
It's for our healing.
Oh, my ayari, sir.
It's for your body.
Oh, my
the body of Christ is for your body.
Oh, my
everything that concerns your body.
The
blood.
Na moja no.
Is to answer every spirit.
The
blood.
Moja no.
Is to shut every spiritual voice. Is to pay. Whatever Satan is demanding from you. Say now. I leave the blood. This is the payment. That Jesus has made. Satan. I don't owe you anything. I owe you nothing. Whatever I owe you. This blood. Has paid. Therefore, release my blessings. Release my blessing. Stay away from me. And by the power of this blood, anything of mine that is in your camp, release it now. 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 Say by faith. I drink. To manifest what I have received. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In The name of God, the Holy Spirit. Remember Revelation 3:7. Put a mark. A mark. Anoint yourself. Put a mark. Revelation 7:3 and Exodus 12:23. Where the blood is, the destroyer will never enter it. Drink right now. Shall we drink by faith? The name of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Drink. Remember the testimony? They saw the mark. They saw the mark. They saw the mark. Let this mark introduce you.
Amen.
Let this mark advertise you.
Amen.
Let this mark take you deeper.
Amen.
Any door that is shut, the moment you appear there, let the door open.
Amen.
Because of this mark,
Jesus.
Let the door open. Let
Amen.
The door open.
Amen.
Let the door open
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
No power can resist this man. Shakatakabaya. Ibrata. Begin to thank the Lord right now. Begin to bless the Lord right
now.
Shakatakabaya. By this mark, you will never fall victim. You will never, never fall victim. Shalakatakabaya. Ara. Bless the Lord right now. Bless the Lord for who you are.
There is power mighty in the blood.
Ushering you into your time. You are entering into your time. You are entering into your season. Let November manifest to you God's remembrance for your reward. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we glorify your name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.